Chester, you were out so late. Was there some sort of problem at the office? Don't they know it's our anniversary? You're supposed to be online tonight. May have baked something for you. Ta-da! 1 year, you and me. Blow out the candles and make a wish, Master. Me? No, no. It may be our anniversary, but this cake is for you, Mister. I know you've worked so hard to keep the foster papers up to date, and all the humans are so nervous about wolf people living among them, but no matter how difficult they make it, you've always jumped through all the hoops for me. I know it's not your forte, but I'm even more grateful because of that. Really wish I could help with all the paperwork, just like I do with your taxes. It's totally unfair that they don't even let me look at my own registration. Seriously? They think I'd intimidate you into telling everybody I'm a good girl? Because I thought we were keeping that our little secret, Master. But you did it all for me. No matter what obstacles are in the way, you made it happen. Thank you. Now, blow out the candle and make a wish, dummy. I hope it was a good wish. Alright, now, I'm gonna be a little silly. You got the real wish, not doing anything to mess with that. But since I've never had a cake on fire before, I wanted to blow out the candle too. Make a little pretend wish, if that's okay. La-di-da-di-da, lighting the candle. I have to close my eyes? Is that a rule? Don't you kiss me! I'm concentrating, mister! I'll bite you if you tickle me while I'm trying to make a wish. That's a lie. I wouldn't bite you. Not even if you were a squirrel. I love you too much. And I'm a proper lady. Okay, gotta get real serious here. Making a wish. Got it! That's so cool. I never got a birthday cake before, so it's fun to pretend. No, no, I'm not busting your chops. You gave me a great birthday. Great dinner, great show, some very sexy fun afterwards. Oh, do we get anniversary sex? The lady at the store where I bought the candle didn't know for sure. Can we? Oh, yay! What was your wish? Wait, don't tell me. It won't come true. But I hope you wish for another year with me. That'd be awesome. Maybe even we could get some permanent adoption papers. Maybe. I think you need a shooting star to get a big miracle wish like that one, but you never know. Do you want to know what I wished for? Oh, nothing. One wish, one cake, and you got the wish, Buster. Mine was just practice. Although, I guess you can't jinx a practice wish. Well, at first when I was baking your cake, I thought about wishing I was an accountant. I mean, fiduciary is practically my middle name. I'm loyal, I'm good at counting sheep, and I'm so freaking good at finding deductibles. But then, I realized that I could make that happen. I don't need no stinking wish. How's that sound? I mean, I know you make enough money to take care of both of us, but I don't want to be your little house pet. If I'm gonna crawl around on the ground and beg for your total attention and affection, it's because I wanna, not because I have to. Really? Well, if you think I could really do that, I'm gonna try my best and use my wish for something completely crazy, like a puppy! Oh my gosh, I want one so bad. I just want a little one to nurture and take care of and love forever and ever and eventually send off to a world they're slightly unprepared for because I spoiled them so much. I know it can't ever happen. I mean, come on. Do you have any idea how hard it is to adopt a little puppy boy or puppy girl? Everybody thinks they're so gosh darn cute. There's so much competition with everyone trying to adopt them. It's hard enough fostering an adult like me. And so, I'm not really wishing it could happen. I mean, I'm happy with you. I'm happy I have you. and that's more than enough. You're my everything. I love you. What's up? You're gonna pull a muscle if you keep trying to hide that smile. What are you hiding? Did you wish for a puppy too? Because that would be so funny and so cute. What are these? Is this what the foster papers look like? These are... Hold on. Are these? Oh my god. 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 Oh, they are. Oh my gosh. Oh gosh. Oh my god. Oh, you adopted me. I'm freaking... You... How actually did you do this? I'm gonna faint. Oh my god. I'm feeling lightheaded. I can't see color. Oh, wait a minute. I was already colorblind. Oh my god. I'm gonna flip. I can't even... This is better than a puppy. Oh my gosh. Oh. Okay. Last section? Alright, let's see. Addendum 31. Suitability of purpose. Boy, that is a lot of medical records. And here I thought you were getting me all caught up on my vaccines just because you liked me. Section B1. Section B1. There. That's... What is that? Breeder? Wait a minute. Wait a damn minute here. Master, did you? Did you adopt me for breeding? Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! We're gonna make puppies! Oh my god! Oh my god! We're gonna make puppies! Put your puppies inside me. Oops! Oopsie doodle. Didn't mean to pick you up by your collar there. There you go. No harm done. I'm so sorry, Master. I don't quite know what came over me. I know I get horny strength, but usually I control it better. I was just vividly picturing you wrapping your hand around my throat like a big, thick collar and you taking me wonderfully. I don't know. I just growled at you and I probably scared you. Is it me? Am I your good girl? Oh, Master, yes, I will be your best girl. I'm obedient. Loyal. I'm pretty great, aren't I, Master? In fact, the only thing that's really wrong with me is that my womb is so empty. These are my best years, Master. My uterus is aching for your cum. I'd be such a good kennel bitch for you. I'll make sure your balls stay nice and empty while my belly gets big and round. Have you ever seen a dog girl with 6 full tits of milk? Oh, you would like that, wouldn't you, Daddy? The way your hands play with me. Feel my weight. Grip my nipples until the pain turns to pleasure. 2 is hardly enough. More is more, after all. And when I'm full of your litter, these little nipples, and the ones here, and here, they're gonna turn to breasts just as big as the ones you know and love. After all, I have to feed your children so they grow up big and strong like you. Oh, Daddy, Master, you'll be my everything. My big, strong mate, my human. Oh, you define me. You make me a good girl. With your discipline, with your praise, you make me a good girl with a sopping wet pussy. Well, of course, if you don't believe me, you should conduct a thorough investigation. Not that you haven't given me 100,000 strokes to my G-spot before. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you for using my hands on my pussy. Is it good enough to breathe? Will you claim me with your cock? Speak? Of course I'll speak for you, Daddy. You're my master, after all. Please make me big with your puppies, Master. I want to be your good kennel bitch. I need it. please. I can already see the pre-cum dripping out of you. I know my slutty woofs turn you on. I'll be good. I'll be such a good mommy for your litter. Come on, human. You want a good little mommy, bitch? Make me a good little mommy, bitch. When I can have my face buried in a pillow, will you take me like your good little bitch and impregnate me? Of course, master. Good dog girls stay on their knees and crawl on the floor. That's how we show we're not a threat. We submit in all things. Please, please let me make sure your cock is nice and hard. No, babe. I love it. Keep going. I can ease up for you, though. Good girls aren't scary. Good girls make their master feel good. Beautiful. Oh, just beautiful. I adore your cock, master. Your musk, your potency. And to think it's all gonna go inside me without a condom. You think I'll look cute with a little cream pie between my legs? Master. Sweet, darling master. If you pop in my mouth, I'll just have to get you hard again. But I don't mind. I have my ways. Can I growl on your cock, daddy? Please? Tell me if it feels good. Do you like that? Do you like when your good little pet goes a little wild for you? Well, maybe you shouldn't have such a tasty cock. Did you ever think about that? How's a girl supposed to resist when you get nice and big for me? Oh, you want to breed me so badly, don't you? You practically growl yourself every time I call you daddy. Isn't that right, daddy? I like it when you get lusty. Makes me know I'm doing a good job. You ready to breed me? Come on, daddy. Look at how my ass sways for you. And how I use my fingers to display myself for you. The glistening, juicy pussy's crying out for a good dicking. Come join me on the floor. And not my pussy. Oh, master. You're stretching me so good. Oh, master. Master. Oh, it's so much better doggy style, don't you think? You always feel so big from this angle. You can bottom out inside me. Oh, your breath on my neck. Oh, your balls brushing against my thighs. You're really gonna breed me, aren't you, daddy? Oh, wanna grab my ass and my waist? Or do you wanna tease each and every set of nipples as you work your way up my tummy? Good choice, master. Good. Good choice. They're all standing up for you, like they know you will be requiring them. Oh god, I can feel my wetness dripping down my legs. My body needs your puppies. I'm ready, daddy. There you go, nice and deep. You gotta come inside me. I'm gonna have your puppies. If you accidentally slip out and come all over my back, I'm gonna cry. Don't make me cry, Daddy. Make me pregnant. Master. I can tell you're close. You always clench up when you're about to come from my pussy. Are you ready to, master? Ready to be a daddy? Master. But you're throbbing inside me. You need to finish. Why did you stop? Are you getting a cramp? As you say, master. Always. If you want to look me in the eyes while you come, then I'll look so sweet and innocent while you bust inside me. Want me to put my hands up like this? Like I'm submitting to you? Please rub my tummy when you fuck me. It's gonna get big and heavy, so you'll need lots of practice massaging me, master. Am I still nice and slick for you, master? I want it to feel so good and special when you impregnate me. I don't know, master. Tell me. What do you call it when the master lays his bitch on her back, presses her ankles up against her ears, and fucks her senseless? Mating press? Perfect. I love it. Mate me, master? Is this the best way to make sure your cum soaks into me? Oh, master. You're giving me second thoughts. Oh, it feels like heaven when you take me like this. Skin on skin. No rubber in sight. Makes me feel feral. Maybe it would be alright if I took another 20 or 30 tries to knock me up. I love this. I love your smile. I just feel so safe and warm with your arms cradling me and giving me your children. I trust you. I trust that this is right for us. My mate. My forever mate. My father of all my pups. My forever cock buried in me hill deep. Oh, thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. I'm gonna come for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Daddy. More, Daddy. Master. Me. My friend. Mine. So warm. I feel you inside me. Bring me cake, master. Bring me cake. Chop, chop, silly. I'm pregnant now, and I get cravings, and you have to feed me whatever I want. Cake, pickles, ice cream, cock. Lots and lots of my forever cock whenever I need a little snack. If I want it, you have to give it to me, right? Oh, I'm gonna be such a brat now that I've got your puppies in me. I'm gonna be so clingy and loving.